It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Important internet question. Are you ready? Kelly and Maitland, you represent all women here.
Ready.
No, not really, but there is sometimes a tendency to do that. Though no one ever, it's funny because the audience never says, like when Hot Wings or I say something, no one ever writes in and see, that's the problem with men, is they always say things like that. But when Kelly and Maitland say things, I'm just pointing this out, I'm not trying to pick a fight with anyone. There will be people who will write in and go, that's the problem with ladies. It's a weird thing.
It is.
It's because most people don't consider us real men. So that's kind of the problem.
I never thought of it that way, but I actually believe there's truth to that. Yeah. Those guys are a bunch of quimbies.
Yeah.
Not Steve.
Yeah.
He's a man.
I'm no quimby.
But he's teeny tiny. His little hands.
What's a quimby?
Like as in Ramona Quimby?
Like a wuss.
Aw.
I like Ramona.
Did you want it to be something more?
No, it says, I never heard it
before. Steve was hoping it was a racial epithet.
Yeah. I need a new one.
All right, so the theory is, this is a little invasive of your privacy, but I'm sure I've invaded both of your privacy more than this before. Not that it justifies it, but here we go. Ready?
Ready.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a plan currently in place for if you die, for someone to remove the sex toys from your home before a loved one has to find them?
No, I don't have that plan.
No?
No.
The internet believes that every woman has a backup plan, like a friend who's assigned to do it and scoop them. Kelly, do you have a backup plan?
I have a if I die note in my phone, and I have shared it with my closest friends. And
you do?
Yeah. And so I have two friends that have access to that.
And so they've read it?
Yeah, most of it's ridiculous, but a lot, it's like passwords to things.
Oh.
And I haven't put like my sex toys on there. I got rid of a lot of them, and the two that I have now, I mean, they know where my box of stuff is that needs to go.
Yeah.
Like
when you say a lot of it's ridiculous, can you give us an example? Because I don't know that, unless you don't want to. I'm asking you a very personal thing, and I understand that. So
I don't mind at all.
If you punt here, no one's going to be offended.
No, I don't.
I don't know that I've heard of anybody who shared an if I die note with friends. I think it's smart.
Well, I dated a lawyer who actually worked at one point, and he did.
So this is a lawyer we haven't met?
I'm going to leave that up to your imagination. And he made me have write up a will, because he would do wills and deeds and land type stuff.
Right.
So I had that, and then I jokingly, when you could start sharing notes, was like, oh, I should put stuff in a note that I couldn't put in a will. Like, hey, these are the Facebook albums I need you to immediately delete whenever Facebook memorializes my page.
Okay.
Or, hey, my girlfriend Danielle said that she's the godmother to Muffin, but if something happens to Danielle, then Muffin goes to Maitland kind of stuff.
Okay. Like,
that's the ridiculous stuff in there. Or, hey, don't leave my jewelry on me when I die. Like, you shouldn't bury people in jewelry. Or, I don't want to wear a bra when I'm dead. Please don't do that. Or,
that makes sense.
If I soil myself, please don't tell anybody I did that. That would be very embarrassing. And then after my death, you are allowed to talk about such things. And
oh, cool.
There's a list of things that you're allowed to tell people. Like if my parents ask, hey, did she ever do blah, blah, blah?
Wow.
You can say yes.
So is there like a statute of limitations on certain things? Like this can't be talked about until 6 months after my death, a year after my death. Is it kind of like stepped like that?
It's hot and cold. It's straight up like, yes, you can speak of this, and no, you can never speak of this.
Really?
And
do you add stuff like something pops into your head?
Yeah, we jokingly add stuff to it quite a lot.
So they've seen
the last year of my life that I've been through.
So they've seen this entire list. This is not going to be a surprise to them at any point.
Oh, not a chance.
Do you have one from anyone else? And I won't ask you details on them.
No, just me.
You're the unicorn here.
Just me.
Does anyone else have anything like that? Other than obviously how Ings and Steve, you're not that y'all, the rest of you won't, but if you, when you have kids, you a lot of time will have the trust or
the
will.
Yeah, we have a will and trust and all.
But not the same. Not the same.
I mean, I got to update mine. But
yeah, I think mine might still say, in the event that we have children.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably update that. Yeah.
Two of us. Three of us need to do that.
Ah, money.
It's fun whenever you can like make fun of the things that you know you have that you don't want people to see. Like I have journals that I've written in since I was a teenager. Like there's a bin downstairs that my friends know. It's nothing that not a sex toy that I'd be embarrassed about, but I'm embarrassed when I look back and read those because sometimes I'm like, oh, cool. You know, it's such and such date. I'm going to go and see if I can find that exact date from 15 years ago when I was 22 years old and read what I was doing. And it's like, dear Rusty, why did you cheat on me? And I'm like, no, no. So, yeah, please burn those.
I can see that. I think that stuff's more embarrassing than sex stuff.
Yes.
Anyway,
oh, yes.
Everybody has sex. Yeah. I mean, lots of people have, everybody has thoughts, but you don't get to read everybody else's thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point, finding out somebody had a sex toy, especially for a woman, honestly, because that it's socially, not, it's more, like, if I have to clean out my mom and dad's belongings someday and I see my dad has a pocket pee, that's going to weird me out.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. But imagine cleaning out your mom's and finding like a monster dong or something. You know, that'd be worse. Like, I have all brothers. I don't have a sister that's going to go and clean up after me. So I need the Maitlands, the Taylors, the Leslies, the girlfriends of mine that are going to say, all right, we know this slut over here is going to have some very embarrassing things we've got to get rid of.
Maitland, how do you feel about being Kelly's sex toy disposal unit? Like, you're on the unit.
Yeah, I'm honored.
That's flattering, right?
Yeah.
To be trusted in such a way?
Exactly.
Yeah. I'd do that for Maitland, for sure. You have sisters, though, so they're going to be on top of it.
Literally.
Yeah.
They like it.
Probably. Like,
yeah,
hey, let's divvy these things.
Hey, this one's free. Mount it to a sawhorse.
Keep the memory going.
Yeah, it's funny. I should definitely, like, consider certain things. Because I have journals that I'll write in occasionally. Like once every 6 months or sometimes a year and a half will go by, but something will happen. And it's usually when something bad has happened and I'm sad and I don't hold back with myself. I'll write stream of consciousness stuff and it's only for me.
Mm-hmm.
And like,
would there be stuff in there that if your kids read it,
yes,
20 years from now, they'd be like, oh,
like
no.
There's nothing bad about them, but it would be. I wouldn't want them to see
familial stuff.
Yeah, like stuff that, you know, yeah, relationships I've gone through and things that have happened.
Yeah.
Whatever. Where,
dear diary, turns out I really don't like kids.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be terrible. But luckily, yeah, that I wouldn't have to worry about. So it wouldn't be anything that would offend them or make them personally feel bad.
Depending on when you're writing it, I bet every parent could write that down at some point. If they're if they knew no one would see it and they knew it was a mere way of expressing how they felt in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Because there has to have been a time where my parents looked at each other and went, why did we have one more?
Yeah.
About me.
Definitely.
There has to have been that moment.
Definitely.
I remember being annoying through the lens of adulthood. Can't imagine.
Definitely.
I have a journal.
If only the jam store hadn't been out of rubbers that day.
Right.
We wouldn't have him.
I have a journal right now where I'd be really embarrassed if after I died, people saw it. But I'd also be like, I think institutionalized if they found it now. Because when I journal, I struggle journaling just about like daily things or my feelings. Like I like my little junk journal because that's looking back on fun things and you don't really write a whole lot in it. It's just a way to be creative. But my other journal, because what really works for me when I just need to get feelings out is writing a really mean letter to myself that is getting every negative thought I have about myself out of my head onto paper and I just go. And it says things like, everybody hates you. You are worthless.
Really?
You are stupid. You don't deserve anything that anybody ever does for you. Like, just awful things. And then I'll finish writing it. I'll cry. And then I'll set it down and I'll come back to it later and I'll read it again. And I'm like, why would I talk to myself like this?
So then it feels, it's gotten it out of your system.
Yeah, it just gets it out of my head. And then I look at it and I say, I wouldn't let anybody else talk to me like this. Why am I talking to me like this? And then it's good.
Wow.
But
I
yeah.
feel like if I wrote it down, that would make it true. I'm afraid that's what my brain would say. Oh, you wrote it down. Now it's a fact because it's in ink on paper.
So yeah, if anybody
I think you have a unique approach there.
If anybody found those writings, I think they'd be like, no.
They'd do a wellness check on
you. Yeah, go somewhere. Yeah. Calm down.
Yeah. Let me have your shoelaces.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah. Man. Grippy sock vacation.
Is that what they call it? I didn't realize that, but that's a good name. Well, if you ever need anyone to help out with your post-death removal, Hot Wings and Steve are available. I'm not good at things.
Also, honestly, I think I'm not going to share it with you guys yet, but maybe I give you guys my phone password so that way if something happens, you can go into my notes. This is a note I have never shared with anybody other than my therapist, and it's called my if I said this to your face note or if I texted you back, this is what I would say note. And I need you guys to start a Dead Kelly Twitter account and Dead Kelly's thoughts or something. I don't know. And tweet out in chronological order what I was going through from the time I started that note up until like yesterday when I added to it. Because it could be a book. It's been great. It has been, it is in chronological order of my angriest moments and what I wish I would have said.
How many times are each of us in there?
Oh, it's not directed at anybody in this room. Not one. Not a once.
Never?
No.
I can think of one time. I might have made it.
I don't.
I'm a little offended you don't think about me in an angry way.
I don't want to have to masturbate to you guys, okay?
I was focusing more on the anger part.
I get it now. Yeah.
You should turn that into a book someday, though.
I should. Well, when I'm dead, I will, because then I won't worry about how it might ruin people's lives.
We'll just have to click publish once you're gone. Mm.
You have some people from your past who are like, man, I hope she lives forever.
Yeah, like, please let me die first.
It's a race to the grave.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.